Imagine going to school thinking you're going to study one thing. Then you realize that's not what you wanted at all. You drop what you're doing to pursue your passion. Well, for Sabrina Patel, this was not an imagination. This was her reality.
So I'm going to take you to one of my favorite spots where I like to shoot, Harbourfront, downtown Toronto. Oh, there's a seat. Do you want to sit?
Clear the door.
Sorry, buddy.
When I first graduated high school, I went straight into university at Wilfrid Laurier University. I took communications for one semester, and I realized it just wasn't for me. The program was just very strict, as in like book-wise, I guess, and I'm more of, I guess, a hands-on type of learner. In the beginning of starting the year at Laurier, I was a bit lost, and some people just told me to stick it out, you know, you'll figure your way, like, it's normal to feel lost. And yeah, I did stick it out for most of it. And then I realized it was just like the feeling of just accepting that this isn't what you want to do. It's a nice feeling. I don't know how to word it, but it's like the first step to realizing what you actually want to do. I remember bursting into my friend's dorm room across from the hall from me, taking my computer with the George Brown video production design outline on my computer, like bursting into their room, sitting down, and being like, guys, this is what I'm doing. Like, I'm not happy here right now, but I love you guys, but I'm gonna do this. And they were like completely supportive.
Oh, the CN Tower looks nice from here. That's a good one. So next we're gonna go to one of my favorite spots. I believe it's called the Music Garden. I know I should know because I go so often, but it's really beautiful there.
Finding the strength in herself to pursue a very competitive field of photography and film was not easy for Patel. Telling her parents was difficult.
When I first told my parents, they weren't too happy in the beginning. My dad has always been a pretty supportive parent. He's always been like, if you like what you do, then do it 100%. My mom, it took her some time. She's very strict. Once she realized the content that I was creating and I showed her what it was, what my grades were like in college and how I was doing, she started to realize, okay, like this is what she actually likes. She's progressing and she's happy with what she does, and she's creating things that like other people can't, using like Premiere Pro and like Photoshop. And I think those are pretty important skills.
There's always a silver lining to a tough situation in life. Patel now feels like she is doing what she was meant to do.
My brother and his wife are 100% supportive. They helped me just like plan out my, so before you apply to George Brown and before you get accepted, you have to put together this whole portfolio. So they sat down with me, they helped with my written part of the portfolio, which was nice of them, and yeah, they were just there for like the entire process. I feel like career-wise, ideally, I'd like to end up either being in the production side of advertising or an editing job with either with like movies or TV shows. And then like the dream job obviously would be directing a movie or TV show. This experience has taught me that it's okay not to follow the traditional path or the career that'll end up making money. I feel like at the end of the day, it's important to do what you're happy with and you enjoy getting up in the morning, going to work, rather than just dreading the day, starting off in the morning. Because I feel like if you're happy with your job, it won't matter how much money you make because you're happy with what you do and you have to be happy with it because you're gonna do it every day.
Many millennials go through similar experiences as Patel. Her story sheds light on the pursuit of finding a way to make a career out of what you love. But most importantly, it proves that if you are passionate about something, you will find a way to make it work. So for all of you still figuring out what you want to do in your life, don't worry, you will get there. For RSJ Radio, I'm Tasala Tahir.